right, welcome to part two. I'll change how your face can age forever. To talk, I gave in Sundance. Today, we're going to pick up the minimally invasive component. And so minimally invasive to me is we're doing things outside in now, and we're discussing techniques like microneedling. Microneedling has been around for a very, very long period of time. The energy-based microneedling is what I want to speak about. Microneedling itself pops a small hole, depending on the diameter of the needle itself, into the skin. This stimulates the healing response. You build more collagen, the skin improves. That's the basic premise of it. Here, we're going to use energy. There's different types of energy-based microneedling. There's monopolar and there's bipolar. I use bipolar microneedling. The platform is InMode. The devices originally started out as Fractura. In 2018, they brought to market Morpheus 8 microneedling and combined that with FaceTite to create a procedure called the Brace RF, which I can go into later. But I've enjoyed using microneedling on a number of levels to help provide a treatment that's external to internal for skin. You can change the depth of, say, Morpheus 8 and use it all over the body. And they have even a device now that will go up to 8 millimeters. But traditional Morpheus 8 microneedling is 1 to 4 millimeters. You can definitely use topical anesthetic for this treatment in conjunction with Prenox, like we do in our office. You could do add local anesthesia to the face, do more aggressive treatments. It really depends on the treatment plan you've developed for each patient. And once again, I've used it in all my cases all over the body. Prior to the pandemic, had a series of treatments called smart procedures. So we would use the smart tummy procedure to help reduce the lower abdominal thickness via liposculpture, and then use body tight and Morpheus 8 microneedling over the top to get really exceptional results. Encourage anybody to look at those on our website, drrobertwhitfield.com. Smart procedures to look at before and afters that are pretty life altering in the cases that we show without any visible scarring like you would get in a tummy tuck. And so, you know, when I think of microneedling and its role, it's really to help build collagen in the skin. We combine it with products that help stimulate more collagen synthesis and elastin synthesis as well. We'll say 1 to 4 millimeters with Morpheus 8, and our body product is 1 to 8 millimeters. When we want to do deeper tissue tightening, you heard me mention briefly Embrace RF, that incorporates using FaceTite. So there's three technology that you can use that go beneath the skin. They're varying sizes. The depth of the tissue really is based on the size of the device and where your treatments are. I've done AccuTite all over the face. I've done FaceTite on the jawline and neckline, and BodyTite I've used on arms, abdomens, flanks, thighs. It's almost a small, medium, and a larger tool to use based on the body part you're trying to treat or the area you're trying to treat. But once again, this is a, you know, 1 to 2 centimeter tightening device. And you're trying to think of how the tissues, the skin you see, tightens down to the muscles beneath. And there's a series of connections called the fibroseptal connections. And these really help bring our tissues back down when we tighten them with these devices. Once again, it's all bipolar radio frequency. Bipolar has been around for a very, very long time. I've used it in the operating room for decades. So it's not a new technology at all. The way it's incorporated to protect the skin, there's temperature sensors in each of the tips of the devices. And these allow the skin to be protected both externally and internally from too much heat. I really like any system that has that much safety built into it.
We'll get back to the show in a moment, but I wanted to share something that I think can really help you. You might not be aware, but part of my work as an innovator in the cosmetic surgery space is to create products that will give my patients the best possible outcomes and restore their health as quickly as possible. I can't tell you how critical it is for all of my patients to actively work to reduce inflammation in their bodies. We do this through diet and supplementation. In fact, I've created a special inflammation support bundle for my patients, and now you can have access to it as well. One of the reasons this bundle is perfect for my patients is that so many of them have pill fatigue. It's just not going to work for them to have a handful of pills each day to reduce inflammation. So I made sure to include the liposomal version of many of the vitamins and minerals within the bundle. You'll still get the full absorption of these supplements in your mouth without having to go through your gut first in order to be absorbed. You can get the inflammation support bundle at drrobsolutions.com and begin to feel better when you make the supplements a part of your daily health routine. The website again is drrobsolutions.com. I can't wait for you to get this help in your hands.
Now, as we get more aggressive with minimally invasive treatments, there's a new concept called microcoring that was device was FDA approved in Q1 of 2022. I obtained it in Q3 of 22 and followed it for many years prior to the pandemic. It was a little delayed because of the pandemic, but it's out now. And just moving along based on what we discussed about microneedling, we're now going to use a hollowed out microneedle. It has a 0.5 millimeter diameter. That'll become important later. And it creates a pattern, much like you would see on a laser pattern. Think of like a centimeter, one little square centimeter, and it will remove a percentage of tissue using these 0.5 millimeter microneedles in that pattern. And so by doing a simple math equation, if you just add up the number of tissue cores removed, you'll see how much you can remove over the face and neck. And we use the round number 26,000 cores, and you're removing, you know, over an inch of skin when you do that. So that's a very powerful tool. It's all done under local in the office. So now we have non-invasive, minimally invasive from a superficial standpoint. We have minimally invasive deeper tissue, and we have microcoring now. But then, you know, to make the rest of the facial aging, if you want to think of facial aging as profiles and trying to get a sharp jawline, then we have to address the neck. The neck has always been a little challenging to do in a minimally invasive way because there's components. And remember, we talked about earlier, the skin, the fat, the muscle, not so much bony components in the neck that contribute to problems, but the muscular component is the platysmal bands. And they're big fan-shaped muscles, if you will, underneath the neck. And when you can grimace, you'll see the bands in your neck. They also affect our profile. There's a minimally invasive option called MyElevate. I affectionately call it the Zoom Lift. And that can be done through small openings out of the line of sight and creates a tightening of the glandular tissue, the neck tissue. And you can also divide the edge of those muscular bands and really clean up the jawline. So I encourage anybody to go to our site and look at Zoom Lift results. And those are really powerful tools that be done in the office, once again, under local. So now we've addressed the neck. The whole point of my, you know, 7 years of work in the non-invasive and the minimally invasive space, and, you know, adding hyperbaric to our office and adding stem cell therapy to our office and adding soft wave to our office, the real big idea is to eliminate the visible scarring that we see from face and neck lifting and the downtime associated with traditional face and neck lifting. And that is why I created my no-cut facelift. So the next time we'll dig deep into my no-cut facelift.